Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Bernstein and Holmes, your midday destination for Chicago sports talk on 670 The Score.
Join The Score and Budweiser this Thursday at Harry Carey's Tavern, Navy Pier, for the 26th annual Worldwide Toast to Harry Carey. Park at the Spiegler there from 4 to 7 p.m. with Jason Alexander leading the toast at 5:30. You can register to win Cubs tickets. The Worldwide Toast to Harry Carey, brought to you by Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Tonight, the Cubs continue their series in New York against the Mets. Pre-game coverage 5:35, first pitch 6:10. Listen to every Cubs game in Chicagoland with a free Odyssey app.
So, Dan, the Bulls have they made change. They've made some change.
Mm-hmm.
They've changed coaches, kind of.
No. They've moved the assistants around. Chris Fleming is out as number one assistant and offensive coordinator.
Right.
They haven't named his exact replacement yet, but the number one guy might be their defensive coordinator, who's Josh Longstaff.
Okay.
And that's organizational. It's their decisions and not the individual decisions, where Maurice Cheeks, we're told, on his own
wants to move a little bit out of the spotlight.
He's going
to
throttle back. Not going to be the primary bench guy anymore. He'll be around.
And then they moved away from Chip Schaefer.
Yeah, they fired Chip Schaefer.
Yes. As their strength and conditioning guy.
More than, it was like injury prevention coordinator or something. He had more of a title than just strength and conditioning coach.
So does any of this mean that the Bulls? What are you looking at? What's wrong with your face? Oh, okay. Does any of this mean that there are going to be significant changes from a personnel standpoint? Should a Bulls fan look at the Bulls being active as them accomplishing anything?
Not yet. Not yet. I would look at this as a potential prelude to meaningful action, especially with the idea that Zach is leaving. Because apparently, because Longstaff is a defensive guy and defensive coordinator, essentially, that he and Zach were not close, and his promotion leads me to just another reason. I think Zach would have gone regardless, but this further cements my belief that they're going to move on from Zach.
They've got to do something fairly significant after the things that were said, right? I mean,
yeah. And they also have to figure out what they're doing with DeMar.
Well, if they've already offered DeMar a 2-year deal worth $80 million or whatever that was.
I haven't confirmed that. I know that was one report. As long as it's 2 years, it's there. I don't care. But 2 years is about right. Because I'm more impressed with DeMar's willingness to
grow, change his game,
and or to make concessions to age, which is one of the hardest things for a future Hall of Famer to do.
Yeah, but it just seems like whatever it is that they got going on is not enough, and maybe
it's not.
Maybe we do need to look at this in the same way that the Cubs did, where maybe your staff makes a difference. For example, we can look at them adding Peter Patton this past year and saying that played a significant role in Kobe for sure and probably Io getting better. If you were to have a better, more robust staff that has some ideas, I don't know if it means to necessarily like challenge Billy, but if you were to have a staff that comes with a little bit different take and add it to what Billy already does any of that close the gap between you being a play-in team and being a playoff team? And does any of that then close the gap between you being a playoff team and a team that's an actual contender?
No, that's a mountain to climb.
It's a personnel thing. Right? That's what
they've got to get younger. I hate to say this. They have to get younger and more athletic.
Are you willing to bring Patrick Williams back?
Sure, because I think it'll be relatively inexpensive at this point. What I would say to Patrick Williams is go see what the market bears. And let your decision come after he's priced himself.
Okay.
Go ahead. And say, look, and love the guy. With every year that goes by, I'm less confident that he's ever going to be something. But I do like him, and I do wish him well. And I would love for him to succeed here. But I would tell him, if somebody else is going to pay you, we can match it.
I like him, too. And you know that I've said that I feel like he's the type of player that he gets somewhere else, the light clicks on, and then you're like, man, I can't believe that they used to have this guy. But I got to tell you, as the bull season was winding down, as we got closer to the play-in and inside the play-in, I had forgotten he was on the team. Like, he was, you talk about out of sight, out of mind. And I'm sitting there going, where exactly can he fit in? You know, like.
But we know he can space the floor. We know he's a 40% three-point shooter. That's got value. But he has to be more than that. He's a 40% three-point shooter is valuable right now.
I've been thinking a lot about how people adjust to the league, and we've been spending a lot of time talking about this and as it pertains to quarterbacks, on whether quarterbacks are ready for the next step, or do they need the first contract as a seasoning before they are able to really be their best. I'm wondering about some of those athletic picks that you're drafting on traits in basketball too. Like
Julian Phillips,
right? Like is
getting
that
hurt sucked. That him getting, because he was on the come, him getting hurt and taking away that development opportunity. Like, he's a guy who could show up to camp. Like, the summer is really important for him. This is a big summer for Julian Phillips.
But I mean, I'm looking at it in terms of Patrick Williams too, because if you're looking at him, he clearly wasn't a polished basketball player. He was a sixth man on a pretty good Florida State team. And then you're asking him to move into a role and kind of learn basketball at the pro level because the traits are out of this world. Oh, he can shoot, he can jump, he's 6'6", wide-bodied, all of that stuff. And I'm wondering, how do you look at that if you're in a front office and say, we know what he projects and we can get him to where he projects? Now, it might be that he's not any good.
No, but the ceiling was Kawhi, is what you were talking about.
Right.
Is it Kawhi-like game?
How do you get him there? That's where, to me, when you are talking about making changes on the coaching staff, maybe that's the little bit of difference that you have someone that clicks someone on. And that's why I bring up Peter Patton. Hearing from Kobe White that throughout his whole career, no one has ever really taught him to shoot until Peter Patton comes along and is like, when you're ready, let's talk about some things that you could do differently.
I think more so Io, really, because people have tried to change Io's shot, and that's not what Patton does. Patton is going to optimize how you shoot.
Right.
And it's at the point now with Io, I expect it to go in. Like, my default setting is he gets a good look, that's going in. And whether it's a pull-up, whether it's off the bounce, off the catch. Like, I'm much more confident in him. And Caruso shot over 40%.
Well, I want to give
best shooting years ever had.
I want to give the players credit and probably criticism because it's on them to want to get better. And in the case of Io and of Kobe, you can tell that these are two guys that they've taken to. This is where I think DeMar is so valuable. They've taken to being like, okay, that guy really works, and here's how he works. My game might be different, but my grind doesn't have to be. I can do the same types of things to try and get better. When I look at P. Will, and I know that he wants it, I wonder if it is the idea of, do you have the best teacher for you? That doesn't mean that Billy, for example, is a bad teacher. It just means, can he get the most out of you? Can the assistants get the most out of you? It might only mean one win or two. But if you can unlock a player, I'm okay with this being the first step of how the Bulls are going to try to get better, as long as it is followed up by player acquisition or player departure to try to make this a more valuable overall roster.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.